Oh, I tell you what, up on the Ham Parade was Denby's,
yes,
which was a grocer's.
Right.
Okay, and you could go in there, you give your order, and then they would deliver.
Right.
And presumably the greengrocer's was still next to it. Yes, she didn't. I mean, there was no supermarkets then, was there?
No.
That's where she used to go, to Denby's. It's funny, isn't it, when you think about these things? Yeah. And I'm thinking of some of the shops along that Ham Parade, you know, what they used to be. Right, what else do I remember? The chemist, Morrill and Howells, which is basically where the chemist is now. There was also, a bit further along, was the Ham Library.
Right.
But it was only a little library. She used to sell other things as well. And then from there, there was a Mr. Duck, who was a shoe mender, and then his shop was divided into two. So this was shoe, and then on this side, I can always remember he had lots of logs in there.
Mm-hmm.
What else was along then? Of course, there was Beals the Butcher's, wasn't there? And the Oak Cafe. Because when I used to sell poppies along that, it was always cold in November, wasn't it? And the lady that was on the opposite side of the parade, we used to give up after a while and we'd go in there and have a coffee. That was before the Parkleys was built, I suppose, but I don't remember what was there beforehand. On the other side, there was Jarvis's, the fishmonger. That was, fresh. What else over there? First and Last Cafe. I can't remember which side. There was a Jock's Cafe, I think, as well.